News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's turn back to those calls from Fine Gael TDs for a cut in inheritance tax, or rather an increase in the threshold at which it applies. Barry Rowntree of Trinity College has been writing in the Irish Times about it. Barry, you're opposed to a cut in inheritance tax. I've been agreeing with you so far on the show today, and I have to say, based on the text line, you and I are in a minority of two.
that may well be, but and you know, ultimately, inheritance taxation, I think people have very divergent views on it. People feel very strongly about it in different ways. But I think what's important is that we underpin the discussion with some evidence and statistics. And that's what I was trying to do in the piece today. So, you know, it's often put forward that somehow our system of inheritance tax, you know, given the threshold of where it is today, so you've talked a little about it earlier, but you essentially it's 335,000 for a gift or inheritance between a parent and a child, but that's on a per child basis. So there's kind of sometimes, and you kind of see this, I think, in some of the debate, that there's an attempt to say, well, we have to make sure that's higher because the average home in Dublin is below the threshold. But that's only if the average home is left to a single child, which is a really rare occurrence. So if you look at the numbers of people who actually pay capital acquisitions tax, it's very small. So it's only about a third of households report receiving a large inheritance. So if you're receiving a large inheritance, you're already kind of in a minority. But among those who do, the average amount, the median, is 100,000. So most people are nowhere near the threshold. So when people are talking about cutting the inheritance tax, and again, they might have reasons why they think it's an unfair tax, but what they are in effect doing is calling for a tax cut for those who are inheriting large amounts of wealth, abnormally large amounts of wealth. And that's just a strange sense of priorities, I think, at a time when our public services are struggling, when infrastructure is creaking. And again, so you can have different views on this, but just why now and who are you actually impacting?
The argument seems to be, and it tends to be kind of an emotional argument, is that, you know, that their parents have worked hard over the years for this money, and that it's a double taxation, and you're almost robbing the dead, is how it's presented.
Yeah, and I think that's a mistaken way of looking at this. Like, that is how the system works in other countries. It's, you know, an estate tax. It's based on when someone dies, they kind of look at the estate and a share of that is taken in tax. That's not how it works here. What we have is a system which taxes the beneficiaries, and you're only taxed on gifts or inheritances over your lifetime of more than 335,000. So that's a large amount of money. Again, it is very few people. I estimated on the data, it's about less than 3% of households receive more than that. So it's a very, very small amount of people who get this. And so, you know, it is sometimes framed in those emotional terms, but I don't think that stacks up with the data.
Is that why no political party is willing to embrace this issue or even suggest it should be increased? We even had people before Profit on earlier, and they were saying there shouldn't be inheritance tax on the family home.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, a bit of a strange position from, you know, a party which wants to tax wealth but not inherited wealth. That's kind of an interesting kind of way of looking at it. But you know, I think you're right. It's an emotional issue. Parties don't want to touch this, but what that means is that we end up with glaring inequities in the system. So whatever about the bit we've already talked about, which is kind of the general type of system, there's a whole range of reliefs that people can avail of. Certain people can avail of those with essentially family businesses and farms. And what those do is to write down the value of any assets that are being received by 90%. So again, we've talked about a 335,000 threshold for most people on the family home. If you're receiving a family business or family farm, that essentially gets multiplied by 10. So you're talking about being able to inherit more than 3 million entirely tax-free, and then at an effective rate of just 3% on anything above that. And so you have this glaring inequity, and you know, increasing the allowance is going to make that worse because the two are linked. But I think, you know, fine if politicians don't want to touch kind of the general rate of inheritance tax or general thresholds, but there really needs to be this inequity addressed, because it's not doing what it says it's doing. The idea is that we should support, you know, small businesses and small farms being handed on. But that's not businesses or farms of more than 3 million. You know, it's a relief which actually goes and benefits the really, really wealthy. And also what we see is, and you see this around the country, what it does is encourage people who have good accountants who are trying to pass on wealth to their kids tax-free, buying up agricultural land and pushing up the price of agricultural land. So this is what the system generates, this incentives. It's not a good economic outcome. It's not a good social outcome. And it's something that the government do need to look at.
Okay. Barry Rowntree of Trinity College Dublin, you're a rock of sense, but I suspect you and I will stay in a minority of two on this one. But thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.